Welcome, everybody. Happy Monday morning. This is Kaneda. I'm surviving the Irish Armada. The in-laws are in town. And for those of you who have had in-laws as house guests, it's fun. But after a few hours, you're a little bit like, I need my space. I need to bake. They were just leaving to go to the playground and someone dropped a gallon of water all over the floor. How do you drop a gallon of H2O all over the floor? You can't manage to get it from the kitchen into the Kia Carnival. Let's talk about what's happening in the world of pinball, baby. This is week two of Sonic the Hedgehog being out. Available to take your money now. Jason Knapp is reporting that 1,300 Sonics have been ordered. Exactly 1,300. Not 1,299. Not 1,301. But 1,300 exactly. I never like these exact numbers with zeros. It makes me think it's made up. Now, we're going to talk about this game. We're going to talk about what's happening in the pinball world. But this game is the focus right now. It is out. There are gameplay videos, but there is still not. And this is a big question mark. Where is the official gameplay stream of this game from Jersey Jack? They seem very confident to send this game out in the world. On Tilt's been streaming it for hours. Vic's got some streams up. We know other content creators are going to stream it. But where's the official moment in which Jersey Jack is going to reveal the game with their design team streaming the game and explaining it? It's a little weird to me that an entire week goes by and they haven't even done it. And I hear people asking for it. And you know, when you work in marketing, it's real simple. Just give the people what they want. The people want an official gameplay from the company. And I feel like they did, you know, the typical amazing polish to get the game out there, to get the word out there. But I think all these companies need to do a better job of communicating what buyers can expect or potential buyers can expect. Like, it would have been nice if the game is going to be revealed on this date that you let everybody know the official Jersey Jack gameplay stream will take place on this date. We saw Jack in New Jersey this weekend with Steve Ritchie. We got more gameplay, unofficial gameplay from that. And I'm here to say right now that after watching more of this game, after seeing what's up on the screen, after watching the gameplay, the upper play field, I still have not changed my opinion. I see people on the chat saying, now I'm convincing people not to buy this game. I never said that. I still think this game looks fun. I still think this game should be played by you more than 8 times before you tell us you ordered one. That's not enough. I still think this game, as I see it more and more, it's looking a little bit more like a Pokemon experience to me. And what I mean by that, like a really fun game to play out on location and enjoy it. That's what Elton John was for me. And because the way it's coded and the way it's all about immediate fast fun is perfect to put like $20 on a Sonic and have a really good time. Now, owning it for like $10,000 to $15,000, that's a decision I think everybody needs to make after you spend a lot of time on the game. I'm not telling you not to buy it. I'm just encouraging you to get a lot of time on the game. And the more I read Pinside, and the more I sort of like try to see how people are responding to this game, those who have played it, those who have not, it's kind of funny to me because the majority of people that are defending this game are people that have ordered it and not played it. So I kind of don't take those opinions that seriously. And then the response from people that have played it has been pretty universally the same, that it's a lot of fun. They're a little bit skeptical that the code is going to be very deep. Even though there's like a lot in it, that's not what they mean by depth. I think